Oh, wait. So let's start the podcast here. Fire, can you explain yourself? You're going to work over spring break?
Oh yeah, I'll be in maybe tomorrow.
Ew.
So you'll be at work while Jess is. What are you doing again, Jess? Because you have big spring break plans. I'm jealous.
I'm going to my first trip to Las Vegas. I'm
Nice.
excited. I'm going with two other of our colleagues, and I am so geeked. And we got like really good deal on like the flight and the hotel, and it's like super bougie and super cute, and I'm so excited.
Who should be more
Nice.
afraid, the residents of Vegas or like what it, who is this going to be more hazardous for, you or Vegas is the question.
I don't know, man. I just picture the Hangover Part 4. Like, this is what I think is gonna happen. So I'm excited, but I think honestly, our two other colleagues that I'm going with probably can hang a lot more than I can right now.
Interesting. Okay. So they're going to be the moderating force. Maybe they can keep you from getting into big trouble.
Yeah, before I like get a lion and meet Mike Tyson. What about you, Johnson? What are you up
Yeah,
to?
what about you, Mr. Johnson?
This is really depressing, man. I'm doing chores. I'm doing just chores and odds and ends. I don't know. Everybody at the office is like, yeah, I'm going to be in Maui for break. I'm going to Cabo. Jess is going to Vegas. My fire's going to work. So maybe Fire and I are in a similar boat. But yeah, I'm just going to do chores, man. I got all this stuff I've been putting off because I'm at school. I did get a Lovecraftian horror fishing video game called Dredge. So I'm like, it's like a fishing video game, except at night you start to hallucinate and monsters come out. So I'm spending some time with that, all right? But beyond that, man, I'm doing chores. It's just doing chores.
Have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Both
Yeah. Scary fishing and
of you have
chores.
fun. Both of you have
Scary
fun.
fishing. I mean, me going to work is kind of like scary fishing. That's like, who knows what I'm gonna be dredging through, who knows what I'm gonna find.
Yeah.
But at least there won't be any other people in the building. So I feel like that actually is gonna make you better at what you're gonna do.
This is now you're starting to remember who you're talking to, Miss H. This is the primary benefit of going in at this point in time is that there is largely nobody around. We say that facetiously, but if you want to do something in the gym, when can you do that? That there's literally kids in there running around, 14 hours a day. So, it's hard to hang up banners or do some of those more maintenance related things or move stuff. I've got a
Right.
bunch of Gatorade product I got to move out of the basement. If you do that with kids around, if you do that with teachers around, it turns into half of it's gone by the time I get to where it needs to go. So, there's just a lot of that stuff to take care of. But, being part of the school community, as you guys know, there's a lot of different roles that we take on, and that's part of what we focus in on here at Teach4X. We have the four pillars that we focus on. I would say, we were very into like the community mode here this week heading into spring break. We had parent teacher conferences, we had big pep rally, right? So focusing in on that, definitely, that's kind of the season that we're in, and this season can definitely get us burnt out, and that is what we're talking about today. So just a reminder, who are we? This is Teach4X. We are the on-demand educator development service focused on the four pillars of community, like I just said, but also technology, curriculum, and leadership. Three high school social studies educators in a large urban school with over 25 years of combined experience. Jess Warace, how are you doing today?
Good. I am definitely feeling excited for spring break. I know that we've all been feeling spring burnout, so I'm glad that we get to talk about it today. How about you, Eric? How are you?
I am excellent. I have a cup of coffee. I'm going to Trader Joe's in a little bit. I mean, what else is there besides some Trader Joe's salad, coffee, sunny day, and my dear pals on the Teach4X podcast? What's going on by you, Fire? What's new by you?
Oh, we're just living the dream here, one day at a time. Over here at the Fireisen household. This is our last week before Jack goes to childcare, Lindsay goes back to work. So it's going to be a big week for us. We're going to make sure that we enjoy this week. Sorry, I'm on dad duty over here too.
Yeah, we got a baby off screen, off mic. That's
We
cool,
got a
man.
baby off screen. He is the four, it's like teach four, it's like the he's the half member. He's like three and a half members. So yeah, my spring break plans are, right over. But he's got a clean diaper, so we're ahead of the game right
Me too.
now. So we're talking about Spring burnout. So what is spring burnout? This time of year, you know, we'd like to think that we are hitting our stride and that we are racing to the end of the year and things are great. But the reality is a lot of us kind of start to reach our wit's end around this time. I know Jess and I have had our shared experiences where we kind of just end up throwing out anything in our vicinity in a fit of rage. So that we deal with our spring burnout. But, you know, we're just sharing kind of our tales of how to deal with that and how we come back from our spring break energized and ready to kind of do the best that we can to end the year the right way. So, Eric, where are you at with spring burnout?
I've been dying, first of all. I mean, I've definitely been feeling the spring burnout. You know, I think one of the challenges of our jobs is like a helping profession, as a care-oriented profession, is we give a lot of ourselves. And if like any other stuff is happening in our lives on top of school, it can be really hard to manage. And so like, you know, I got life stuff happening. I've been dealing with my dog's diabetes. And so like, just like handling life plus trying to be at 10 for the kids has been immensely challenging. And I really notice, I always get my materials from like my previous year on Google Drive. So as I'm like prepping for each week, I'm looking at what I was up to in the prior year. And after 8 years of teaching, I really start to notice patterns of when my lessons are like high quality and when, you know, maybe they tend to be like, hey, kids, here's a worksheet. Please leave me alone. And I notice there's like this cycle where right when the sun first starts coming out, like my stuff gets really good. And then it slowly declines a little bit, like as we get closer to spring break. And I've just noticed now I feel like there's an ebb and flow to the year. There's like cycles in the year of times where, you know, I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of juice and I'm able to really teach strong and do awesome stuff. And then there's times where I find that I need to dial it back for my sanity's sake. And I think the time before spring break, even though it seems like it shouldn't be that, it seems like we should be all hyped up and the sun is shining and we're teaching awesome, I think it's the opposite. You know, I think that's why, you know, we're talking about the spring burnout thing is we're all realizing that, like, even though it seems like this should be a great time of year, it's not. So I've been struggling. And I think for me, I guess what my takeaway is and what I've been trying to keep in mind is just like trying to ride the wave and be really zen about it. Like, not fighting it. I don't know. I think it's kind of okay. And maybe you guys can validate this. It's okay to have some parts of the year that are really great and have some parts of the year that kind of slow down a little bit. I don't know. I just think my thing is I'm not going to try to fight it. I'm just going to try to ride the wave. I keep thinking of like the insulting teacher self-care strategies that sometimes people vomit out at you. Like, hey, have you tried meditating? It's like, no, dude, I'm just trying to get through the day. You know, like I know meditating is technically good for you, but I'm not going to sit in my car for 10 minutes and listen to the Calm app so I can go give a better lesson next period. So I'm just trying to be zen, man. I'm trying to embrace it, ride the wave, and say, you know what? It's okay if sometimes I'm in the dumps. That's kind of where I'm at. I don't know. How are you guys vibing on that? Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you at all?
No, yeah. I definitely understand because I feel like these last couple of days, what I did was I kind of planned it out so that way, like, the end of our unit was very much more student-directed, and I didn't have to do as much. So we ended up, like, reading a book, and, like, we watched the movie to the book, and I think that that has helped with my sanity, but I also feel like I could have done a lot more with it. Like, I could have made it like a really big, impactful unit instead of just reading it and answering questions. So I think that I can totally see what you mean, because sometimes I do have the energy to make it into like this super cool, like very intricate, very interactive type of lesson. But then other times I'm like, all right, we're going to read this and then we're going to answer a couple questions about it. And we're going to call it a day. And I think that that's where I was like right before spring break. I feel like I'm not as rejuvenated, but I also know that once we get back from spring break, I feel like I'll be like, all right, I'm back in the zone. Let's get it. Let's do something cool. Let's do something fun. So I definitely know what you mean, Eric.
Yeah, it's really challenging. And I find sometimes it can be like this cycle where your stuff is maybe mediocre because your energy levels are so low. And then I feel guilty. Like, I feel like I'm not doing a good job or I'm not teaching well enough. And then it makes me feel worse, which sort of exacerbates that feeling of burnout. And so again, like, I'm just really trying hard to be aware. And honestly, I think I might even try to make some sort of chart or graph of energy levels across the school year, like when times are good, when times aren't. As that might be a fun Teach 4X product to release too. Just like, here's a general cycle of the school year. Here's how you might feel at each time of the school year. So people can be aware, because I think it's meaningful to be a veteran teacher and recognize this and the fact that you can't be at a 10 at all times. And I know, Fire, you were thinking of stuff that I think really sort of connects with this idea too, stuff about the kids. What are you thinking about, Fire, in our spring burnout conversation?
My take is that whatever I'm feeling, the kids are also feeling, the students are also feeling. So, you know, this, if I'm at this point in time where I'm feeling burnt out and just kind of want to get through the things I want to get through, sometimes that's where, or a lot of times that's where a lot of the students are as well. So, you know, forcing like a super interactive thing onto them it's not really what they want to do. And it's not what I want to do. So there's really no sense in doing it at this point in time. So like what Jess said, you know, let's do what we got to do to get through, you know, this point in time. And when we come back, we're going to hit it. So, you know, that's kind of my advice. Now going into next year, reflecting on your plans, or like you said, Johnson, that energy level chart, that would be fascinating because you could really overlay that with some of your lessons and see how things play out throughout the year. But my advice is, you know, when it is good, you know, like you said, Johnson, ride the wave. So when you're on a high, you gotta ride it. You know, the time to ride it is now. So when you do have the energy, you gotta, you know, now's the time to do the super interactive thing. Now's the time to do the thing, you know, the big whatever. So, you know, do it then, because so when you're 3 days before spring break, the kids are going to be like, really? You're going to make us do the super inner now? Like, what? Really? So, you know, read the room, understand where you are, where everybody else is. And, you know, that could go a long way. And then that's a way to kind of tie it into next year, because you're going to have those same feelings next year. You know, how do you kind of get through those times when your cup is a little not as full as you'd like it to be?
I think it's funny because, like, I didn't really, like, think about it. Like, I didn't think about spring burnout. I felt like I've never really thought about it or, like, experienced it. I'm always like, whatever, I'm just chugging along. But, like, I've noticed, like, the pattern that you just mentioned, right? Like, last year before spring break, what did me and you do? Like, we just, like, rage threw away a bunch of stuff in our, like, storage room hangout place, right? And we redecorated it. And that was a year ago. And then this past year, like, what have we been doing? Like, rage throwing away, cleaning up, like, spring cleaning type vibes. And I think it's because we're, like, in that mode. And I just basically clicked for me this year. Like, this is what's happening. Like, I'm feeling burnt out. And this is why everything is going crazy right now for me.
When Jess was cleaning the fridge, Jess finds ways to frighten me. I like, walked into the office, or I came back from the bathroom or something. I was gone. And Jess is like, this fridge is disgusting. And she's like, she's got like yogurts in both arms and like a sack of chicken under one arm. And she's like, I don't know what people put in this fridge. I don't know why it stays in there so long. This has been expired for 2 years. It was like really a very tense and stressful. There's been some tense situations in our office, but Jess cleaning the fridge by far was one of the most tense that I've ever felt. And I like crawled under my desk. I just like peeked over like a scared dog and waited for her to finish throwing out expired go-gurts or whatever. It was terrifying.
I'm sorry, Johnson. I didn't mean to scare you. I was just, I feel like my spring burnout, like getting into my like way, like feeling of spring burnout, is my patience is like nothing. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty patient person, which I think why my coworkers, all of our colleagues were like, what the frick is going on? You know, I think it's because I'm very patient, like usual, like, oh yeah, like everything's great. And that morning I was like, oh my God. And I was like screaming. And I think that was the first time you guys have seen me like actually like rage angry. So I feel like that's why I was like, ooh, I should tone it back a bit. Like, I think it's starting to get to me.
What I think is interesting, Jess, as you mentioned at the start, like, can we talk about like taking days off around this time for survival?
Oh yeah.
And what I keep thinking about is Fire's talking about, you know, the kids are in the dumps as well. And we're talking about the cyclical nature. You know, when I copy my materials from like last year to this year to do it, I see my old calendar. And it's fascinating for me because I'll go to like copy some old slides over to do this year. And I'm like, oh yeah, I got a personal day coming up. Thank God. And I'll look at my stuff from a year ago. I'm taking like the exact same personal day or like the exact same sick day. Like they line up almost exactly. It's really striking, you know, how this stuff really is like Groundhog Year. It's like Groundhog, not Groundhog Day. It's like Groundhog Year. Because like you said, last year, same time, you guys shredded the copy room, cleaned the whole place up. This year, Jess destroying the fridge, cleaning the whole place up. My sick days, my depression sick days, or my stress personal days, exactly the same times. Like, I don't know. Like, we're just like locked in this loop. And the kids, like you said, Fire, like... there's been multiple times in the past like 2 weeks where I walk in the classroom and I always make the same dumb joke. Hey, did somebody die? It feels like a funeral home in here. Because like I feel like I'm dying and I'm trying to take it to level 10. And I look at the kids and it's like walking, you know, the Walking Dead. Like they're just staring blankly, like sort of rocking back and forth in their desks. You know, we're all in the same cycle together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just what it is. It's the seasons of the school year. I'm feeling something for the first time in my new role as AD where there's kind of these different seasons, which is interesting because there, you know, the year you have a fall, a winter, and a spring season. It restarts, you gotta kind of wrap up one season and then start up another season. So that is a different type of ebb and flow that I'm feeling for the first time, which is interesting because we're in the school community, but it's still very, you know, it's very different, right? We're in the same building, but we're on almost like these different rhythms of, you know, what we're experiencing throughout the year.
And you have this, I guess, in a way, the sport calendar kind of breaks up your year. Like that's, you know, that's kind of cool because it marks where you are in a way that I think is more clear cut than just the teaching role based on when baseball or football or slot cars or whatever's happening.
Wow, we need a slot car. We should have a drone. We should have a drone racing league.
That would be sick.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Mr. Johnson. But that's a good point though, John. Like, yeah, it's just dealing with these different flows and cycles of the year. One thing I wish I was better at as a teacher is kind of ingraining that into the school year, just in my classroom and my instruction. The school year just kind of, it all blends together sometimes, and it's just like this big slog. So that's something I would like to do in my classroom. I'm not sure exactly how, beyond like the, you know, oh, this is your quarter exam or whatever, but it's very important because it breaks up the year.
I think it's hard to do in our school context. I would love to plan that clearly ahead, but I feel like stuff gets disrupted too easily here. That's the thing I've noticed in my dipping my toes into higher ed as I teach the college students. You know, at DePaul, it's a 10-week quarter. You can plan 10 classes and what you're going to do in 10 classes in like 2 hours. It's very easy to say, okay, we're starting here, we're ending here. This is what's happening in these 3-hour blocks, especially they're big kids. You know exactly how the undergrads or grad students are going to kind of progress through that. But at the high school level, especially in our district, I feel like the regularity and consistency of the year is hard to match up with, and stuff changes too much, and the needs of the students is so varied. It would be amazing to be able, you know, Fire, you've talked about this before, like having a set number of points for the year and like kind of mathing it all out and lining that all out, which sounds awesome and great for planning for you and the kids. But my God, I don't know if that's possible in our day-to-day context.
Yeah, I think when I was a first year teacher, I tried to like structure my classes like college, like the way college does, right? Like have like preset like calendar. This is what we're going to do each day, blah, blah, blah. But things got so crazy and so varied like all the time. And I'm like, I can't do this. This is gone. Like the kids asked me like after like 4 months, like, hey, what happened to those calendars? I'm like, do not even ask me about those calendars. Do not even bring those calendars back up because those were a failure and we are never going to speak about them ever again. You know how like college courses, they have like a syllabus. They have like, oh, this is what we're going to do each class. And I'm like, wow, that's such a good idea. I should do that at the high school level. And I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking.
No, you can't. You have a surprise pep rally or like there's some crazy situation in your classroom or mystery people from Texas want to come observe you, like whatever. And then suddenly, you know, everything is just thrown off, you know, like I don't know, man, it's hard. There are like greater forces at play, I feel like, that don't want us to be able to achieve that consistency.
Yes, agreed. So don't worry about it. Like if you're listening to this, it's okay.
Is that the message for new teachers? Yes. Don't worry about it.
The universe does not want us to be consistent. The universe does not want everything to go according to plan. So you just gotta whatever sometimes.
You gotta do the best you can. You gotta do the best that you can do.
Sometimes you gotta go play in the snow.
Yeah.
Gotta go play in the snow.
Be the teacher equivalent of a Lebowski, you know, just kind of let it ride.
Just I'm let gonna it, just let
nod
it go.
My head and pretend like I get the reference.
Jess, you haven't seen The Big Lebowski?
That's I could see that. Yeah, that's I could see being a cultural gap.
Yeah. Wow.
I watched a lot of novelas when I was younger. Like, you guys watched all these like iconic movies, and I had to watch like Teresa like when I was like 7 and not understanding what was happening. And then I'm like, Mom, why would you let me watch this now that I'm an adult?
What did we learn today, I guess, right? We've talked this out, spring burnout. What's our takeaway, Fire? What do the new teachers or teachers trying to improve their practice, members of the Teach4X network, what should they do, you know, as they navigate? You know, they're living it just like we are. So what should they do?
Understand the ebbs and flows of the year, and don't try to, you know, change the season, I guess. How about that? That sounds something that we could sell. Don't try to change the season. You know, if everybody's burnt out leading into spring break, don't be like, all right, let's do the big debate or the big activity. Like, what are you insane? Like, what are you? No, don't do that. So, you know, understand the pace of the year. Are there going to be these ebbs and flows? So when the highs come, you know, that's when you need to kind of take advantage and strike while the iron's hot. And when it's a kind of struggle time, you know, it's okay to kind of just do what you got to do to get through those times.
Don't be afraid to rage clean.
Yeah, don't be afraid to rage clean.
If that's what you need in order to feel better, if that is what you need to do in order to be like, all right, I'm going to make it, I'm just going to rage clean everything in sight or just let it out, then that's what you need to do. That is my advice.
The cleaning thing is good because it is good for this, you know, it's good. It's just good for, I don't know, I feel better. Everybody else feels better. It looks better. It just seems like such a win-win-win-win thing. Yeah.
Cool. Jess, you want to bring it home?
I don't know why I keep saying that. Like, I keep saying like you're instead of yes. And it's so weird. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Please rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you would like to get in touch or ask us a question, you can do so via Spotify or shoot us an email at teach4xcontact@gmail.com. You can also find us everywhere on the web and support our Patreon by visiting www.teach4x.com. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. If you are on break, enjoy your break. Recharge your batteries. We're very fortunate to have this time. If you already came back from break, good luck. And we will catch y'all next episode. See ya.
Bye-bye. You know how women feel powerful when they wear loud shoes? I feel a lot more powerful wearing my Godzilla shirt today. I think I gotta get more Godzilla shirts to give me more confidence as I navigate my life.
You are what you wear.
There you go.
Is that a thing with the loud shoes? I never knew that.
I assumed I would feel powerful if I had loud shoes. What else is the reason for it?
Click, 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 click.